Welcome to the Unravel podcast. My name is Alina.
And my name is Nina.
And today I think I wanted to talk about being a woman in real estate, being an entrepreneur, and the different facets of what that looks like, challenges, pros, cons. What do you think is something that is the biggest challenge you've run into when it comes to being a woman in real estate? If you just could pick one only.
I don't necessarily know if I've had a lot of challenges with a woman being in real estate. I feel like I've had a lot of privileges being a woman in real estate. I've definitely had challenges being young in real estate, I would say for sure. I know you previously experienced dealing with a client and who was misogynistic, basically, and not wanting to, well, just treating you essentially a different way because you were a woman.
Well, they told me they would not hire me because I was a woman.
Yeah.
And then I had another client hire me, not hire me because I wasn't a mother.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, well then what do you think are the top benefits that you've seen being a woman in this industry?
So I have had people, obviously our, as a real estate agent, we are our brand, our personality, the way we look, who we are. Like, we're the brand. And so we market ourselves as a real estate agent. When you see a real estate agent sign, most of the time you see a real estate agent's face on there. You see their name on there. They're marketing themselves. And I have seen, like, so even online, it's the same way. When you're looking at real estate agents online, it's going to be someone's face. The same way an attorney's office would work. Like, you're looking at the like a specific attorney. You're looking at their portfolio and them. They're their brand. And so on social media. On social media, actually, yeah, social media too, or even just on Google, when you Google real estate agents, you see the faces pop up first. Yeah. And it's weird because it's almost like a dating app. Like, it's weird. You have to feel like you have a connection with someone. There's a reason that you're picking this person without knowing who they are.
Yeah.
And it could be that you saw them on social media and you liked their energy, you liked their personality, you liked so many aspects about them, which made you feel like you had a connection with them to want to work with them. And if you haven't seen that part of it, then it could just be, oh, this person looks friendly. Oh, this person is pretty. Oh, this person looks friendly or what's another word I'm looking for?
Approachable.
Yes, approachable. Approachable. So I obviously have a very, I'm always smiling. So I have an approachable, friendly picture as my headshot, which honestly any person in business should. So I've been told that people have picked me before because I just look friendly and approachable. I don't know if that necessarily, again, has to do with me being a woman, but I feel like as women, I'm saying that right? Yeah. As women, we naturally, or people think we naturally have this like sense of, approachableness, like motherly senses, friendliness senses, compared to a man, is usually men are known to be associated with more masculine traits. And masculine doesn't mean you're like mean and grudgy. I think the word masculine immediately gives people this idea of maybe not so much approachable. I've rarely ever know of a woman that maybe just be like a lady that's probably going to look at property for herself to go pick a male realtor versus her picking another woman. Or it's common for a male to even pick a female realtor over picking another male just because of how it looks.
I think that's a lot of times, like, a female might seem like a safer choice.
Sure. Actually, that's very true.
And I have talked with many clients and they have straight up told me that they hired an agent in the past because they were attractive. They knew nothing about their skill set. In fact, they didn't necessarily even care. They hired them because they looked good.
Doesn't surprise me. And I said it's like a dating app almost. To some degree, it depends on the audience. If it's a single male, it probably is almost like a dating app. I'm going to pick the most attractive person that looks approachable to me. Look.
I hope they're really attractive because they make you lose money.
And sometimes, and I guess it's very similar to a dating app. Like I said, with a dating app, you're looking at people for aesthetic reasons because you don't know them. Yeah. The only thing you see is what's online. You can read up on them a little bit, just like a dating app, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to know them and you're going to have a good relationship with them and it's going to work. So the first thing you have to go off of is what their bio says and how they look. And if they check those boxes, you better hope they're a good agent, because if they're not, you're going to be firing that one and finding a new one. Mm-hmm. So really, I feel like social, this is just changing the topic a little bit, I feel like social media is a really good platform to allow people to really see who you are beyond just a bio and your photo. Mm-hmm. Because that way they feel like they can connect to you more, maybe even relate to you a little more, mm-hmm. and get to truly feel and see your personality without having met you yet.
And that's why, like, you know, I mean, I put out videos so people can get to know me a bit more, because I can imagine, I mean, when I was picking, before I was ever in the business, when I picked an agent, you're just looking, like, you're right, their bio, their picture, but that may be true, it may not be true. That is something that they just have put together to put their best foot forward, but you have no way to verify. Exactly. You have no way to verify if that is the truth or some made-up, exaggerated story.
Correct.
Versus, I think, if you're able to maybe get a referral from somebody else, or, you know, a past client review, or see them in video, it's you have to see if they're a good fit for you, but at the same time, you start to get to know them a bit better and see, are they really who they say they are? You know, do they look like they do in the picture? I mean, not that that's important, but people that are up to date with their marketing, it shows usually that they're more active in the industry.
Sure.
You know, if the picture's from 25 years ago.
Agreed. I don't know about that. Which I've seen a lot of agents do, but I usually try to update my pictures every year, mm-hmm. Just so it captures a real reflection of who I am in that present moment.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, have you run into any, when it comes to the transaction, for your age or your gender, any challenges there?
Definitely for ages. I mean, so I started off in the industry when I was 18, and, you know, being young, mm-hmm. your vocabulary isn't as expanded in general. Mm-hmm. Your knowledge isn't even as expanded. So it's hard for people to have confidence in you, and knowing what you're talking about and knowing that you're going to be able to, you know, help them purchase a house. I mean, think about it. I'm 18 years old, helping people purchase a house, but I can't even celebrate with a beer afterwards.
Yeah.
So I'm old enough to help you with the biggest purchase of your life, but not old enough to have a beer.
Yeah.
So imagine the faith that someone is putting in you at mm-hmm. at 18 years old to be able to do this for them. And you can't even, you're legally not even old enough to have a drink.
Yeah.
So when you put it in that perspective, it's a lot of faith that someone has to put in you. And to be 18 at the time selling real estate, I don't think anyone didn't work with me because of my age. I think people didn't have faith in me. They maybe mm-hmm. questioned me a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And they certainly asked, you know, how old I was, because it was very obvious I was 18. Mm-hmm. And, but that's something I had to work on within myself as well, and building the confidence and knowledge that I needed to give people the confidence to want to work with me. I don't ever remember being judged for that. Mm-hmm. But I certainly remember it being a challenge that I just had to overcome.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't start that young, but there's sometimes, of course, in transactions where you're working with an older agent or a male agent, and they love to comment on your age.
Mm-hmm. Or your level of knowledge, because you're younger than them. Mm-hmm. You're not as knowledgeable or experienced than them.
But that's an assumption.
Correct, 100%.
You know, so generally, if someone's older, do they have more life experience? Probably so.
Sure.
But within the real estate industry, length of time in the business doesn't also equal knowledge and skills.
Agreed.
Because imagine there's a surgeon that's been a surgeon for 20 years, but maybe they only do one or two surgeries a year, versus somebody who's been a surgeon for 5 years, but they've done 50 to 100 surgeries a year. Who do you think is going to have more experience? And who would you choose to perform your surgery?
Great.
So, but they don't like to hear about that.
No. And that is certainly one of the most biggest misconceptions that agents themselves like to promote, is that mm-hmm. because I've been in the industry for X amount of time, like, I mm-hmm. am very knowledgeable. But you're 100% right. That is not true at all. I've even had agents try to test me in terms of, like, I've had an agent, I had a listing one time, and we had multiple different offers, and the agent tried to test me and tell me that I needed to get back to her as soon as possible, or else her client was going to walk away, mm-hmm. not realizing that I knew how multiple offer situation worked. You're the one who is at my mercy. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to get back to you at any point in time. I'm looking at several offers on the table, mm-hmm. and you're lucky if you even get the one that's best. Mm-hmm. Her offer was just the first one that came in, which is why she was, you know, being whatever about it. But she was also trying to test my knowledge mm-hmm. to see if I was smart enough to, you know, take the offer that she gave me.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, considering the other offers that I was expecting to come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I put her in her place and I told her, hey, like, I've got other offers coming in and there's a deadline in place and that's when I will respond to you. Mm-hmm. And I think she at that point knew that, you know, mm-hmm. I knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
But she was able to look at my license number to know that my license number was, is it higher? What is it? Higher?
Yes.
Yeah. Higher than hers to know that she'd been in the business longer than me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how real estate agents are able to tell mm-hmm. your level of experience or how long you've been in the business based on your license number. Cause if you have a higher number, it means you're newer
mm-hmm.
versus a lower number. You're
mm-hmm.
older.
We've been older. In the business longer. But I mean, the thing is the real estate business and industry and market, it's fluctuating so much. It's not even just every year is different. It's month by month, quarter by quarter.
Yeah.
So you could be licensed, like I said, for 20 years, but if you're not actively in it every single day or every single week,
you don't have
a clue with what's going on. Because I'm telling you, the market right now is different than the market in December, different than the market in the previous summer.
But even the contracts are different.
Oh, yeah.
And this year, we've probably undergone the most contract changes
mm-hmm.
and maybe let me rephrase that, maybe not even the most but the most important contract changes in
yeah.
our career. And if you aren't selling, you're not going to be familiar. If you're not really selling as an agent
mm-hmm.
and you sell maybe one house a year or one every other year, you're not going to be familiar with those new changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so I always think it's hilarious when I'll have an older agent sweetheart me or say, oh, you know, I can see your license number is this. Well, sir, I can also search and see how many properties you sold.
Right.
And
right.
I sold more than that in 1 year. In your entire
right.
career, I sold more houses than
right.
you just in 1 year. So, I don't say that. I think that
no.
in my head.
Sure.
But I politely respond via email. I usually put that through ChatGPT to make it a little bit more
to
palatable.
To fireproof it, yeah. That's funny.
But, yeah, I just think it's very interesting. Things are more nuanced in the industry, and when you're a female and you look younger, whether you're younger or not, I think sometimes people assume you don't know, but that's not necessarily true.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you're a buyer or a seller and you're thinking about hiring an agent, don't necessarily be scared off if they look young, because that agent could be much more active than these other agents that seem to be
sure.
more experienced.
Agreed.
Look at how much business they do. Look at their online presence. Look at the houses they've sold.
Yeah.
Because that makes a big difference.
And you generally shouldn't be picking them because
no,
of
shouldn't.
Their race, their age, their gender, any of those
Absolutely
kind of things.
Absolutely not.
More so because, and if you, and obviously, again, you only have the pictures and bios to go off of.
Yeah.
Like, check their social media.
Yes.
Call them and have an interview. I've had clients call me and do interviews.
Oh.
So, I mean, there's numerous other things that you can do to truly
mm-hmm.
get to know that person a little more beyond what their profile looks like to see if they're truly going to be a good fit for you.
And to be honest with you, call them.
Agreed.
Because if they can't get back to you, if they can't call you back within a reasonable amount
of time,
100%.
That's half the battle.
That is the largest red flag you will ever see.
Agreed.
I made a video the other day about this, but there was an agent. Luckily, this didn't happen to me, but they went to go show a piece of property about an hour away. The listing agent, the lockbox wasn't working because it wasn't charged. You know, those super boxes.
Mm-hmm.
They called the listing agent, and the voicemail was basically telling them, oh, you know, everything you need is in the MLS. Don't call me. Don't text me.
Oh, my gosh.
So
yeah.
they weren't able to look at the house. And so imagine if you
times.
Hire an agent that's doing that, they're missing out on buyers.
Yeah.
Agreed. What if that buyer was the buyer for your house?
You're right.
So if you're going to hire somebody, call them. See how they respond to you, because that's a little test.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed. Because if you can't get them on the phone before you've been hired, then that's an indication
forget
that's not
going
to change later on.
No.
Agreed. Agreed.
Well.
I enjoyed the topic today.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly, it's just everything's so fresh with that one situation. Also, actually, back before we end the episode, that same agent on their website claimed to be in the top 1% of agents in the state of Georgia.
Oh, that's big.
The top 6% of agents in the United States.
That's a big claim.
But then, if you go and verify the properties that they've sold, no. So, all that to say, do your research,
100%.
Because don't just believe what people say. You can say anything.
I agree.
Unfortunately.
I agree.
So, well, thank you for joining us and for listening. We release a new episode every Wednesday. You can follow us on social media and listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts.